नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, the symptoms of living entities. We're going to chant texts 26 and 27. Vaishnavas can all chant. Sri Uddhava Uvacha. Sadhu Sthavottama Shloka. Matakhi Dhivvidhaha Prabhu. Bhaktisvai upayujheta.
Bhaktisvai upayujheta.
Kidrishi sadhi ajita. Etame prushad hatyaksha.
Etame prushad hatyaksha.
Loka jaksha jagat prabho. Pranatayanurakthaya. Papanaya cha tatyatam. New one?
Shiva vacha.
Shiva vacha.
Uddhava Avacha. She would have said, Sadhu, a saintly person, Tava, Inur, Uttamashloka, my dear Lord, Matak, opinion, Kidrikvidha, what kind would be he be? Prabhu, my dear personality of Godhead, Bhakti, devotional service, Twayi, unto your lordship, Upayujeta, deserves to be executed. Kidrishi, what type is it? Sadhvi, by your pure devotees such as Narada. Adrita, honored, Etat, this, me, to me. Purusha Adhyaksha, O ruler of the universal controllers. Loka Adhyaksha, O supreme lord of Vaikuntha. Jagat Prabhu, O God of the universe. Pranataya, unto your surrendered devotee. Anuraktaya, who loves you. Papamaya, who has no other shelter than you. also. Katitam, let this be spoken. Translation and purport. Sri Uddhava said, my dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, what type of person do you consider to be a true devotee? And what type of devotional service is approved by great devotees as worthy of being offered to your Lordship? My dear ruler of the universal controllers, O Lord of Vaikuntha, and almighty God of the universe, I am your devotee, and because I love you, I have no other shelter than you. Therefore, please explain this to me. Go for it. In the previous verse, it was stated that one can achieve the Lord's supreme abode by associating with devotees. Therefore, Uddhava naturally inquires about the symptoms of a distinguished devotee whose association could promote one to the kingdom of God. Srila Jiva Goswami notes that the personality of Godhead knows who is actually a sincere devotee because the Lord is always attached to his loving servitors. Similarly, pure devotees can expertly explain the proper methods of devotional service to Lord Krishna because they are already absorbed in love of Krishna. Uddhava herein requests Lord Krishna to describe the qualities of a devotee and ask the Lord to explain the devotional service that the devotees themselves approve as worthy to be offered to the Lord. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that the word Purusha Adhyaksha indicates that Lord Krishna is the supreme ruler of the universal controllers headed by Mahavishnu, and thus the Lord possesses infinite sovereignty. The term Lokadhyaksha indicates that Lord Krishna is the ultimate supervising authority of all the Vaikuntha planets, and therefore the Lord is ultimately glorious and perfect. Uddhava further addresses Lord Krishna as Jagat Prabhu, because even in the illusionary material world, the Lord exhibits his unlimited mercy by personally incarnating to uplift the conditioned souls. The word Panataya, your surrendered devotee, indicates that Uddhava is not proud like ordinary fools who do not enjoy bowing down to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Uddhava mentions that he is Anuraktaya, or completely bound in love to Lord Krishna, because unlike other great devotees such as Arjuna, who sometimes worship demigods in order to comply with social customs or to show respect for their positions in the scheme of planetary management, Uddhava never worshipped any demigods. Therefore, Uddhava is Prapanaya, or completely surrendered to Lord Krishna, having no other shelter. So we're hearing again about the importance of the association of devotees. Kali Yuga, we need to hear at least three times. So here it is again. And it is important. These questions are pretty amazing by Uddhava, Sri Uddhava. Essential questions for the devotee who is wanting to advance in his spiritual life. I answer questions for Krishna.com, and a lot of times, you know, we discuss with them that they need a spiritual match, and they go, well, who's a pure devotee? Where do I find one? Where do I pick them off a tree? Where do I find such a person? What are the qualifications? So this is that question, you know. Who is really qualified? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in a song, which is very appropriate for this verse, called Vaishnava Ke. Who really is a Vaishnava? Who is that pure devotee that we should be seeking out that association? And in some of the verses, it's who you don't want to associate with. Devotees that are still very proud and devotees that are associated with impersonalists or devotees that in general are blaspheming devotees, people like that. But here he has some very, very positive things to say and answers to this question very nicely. One is truly a Vaishnava who has given up the habit of falling victim to the ferocious tigers of wealth, beauty, and fame. Such a soul is factually detached from material life and is known as a pure devotee. Someone with this consciousness of detachment has thereby become victorious over the mundane world of birth and death. So those three things, wealth, beauty, and fame, we can conceive the danger of those things. I think Srila Prabhupada's father told him that if his wife wasn't beautiful, that was a good thing. One is indeed detached who moderately partakes of worldly things that are deemed necessary for living in devotional service, does not fall prey to the disease of material infatuation. Thus devoid of selfish attachment and endowed with the ability to see things in relation to the Lord, all sense objects are then directly perceived as being Lord Madhava himself. So these are wonderful qualities also. A devotee just takes what he needs to keep that body and soul together to be able to do nice service for Krishna. But he's detached for things that, you know, are very selfish. And he has that ability to use everything that he does have and use it in Krishna's service. So these are some of the qualities that are very, very much there in a pure devotee. And then in a couple of verses, Krishna himself is going to personally tell us 28 qualities of the devotee. So you will get all those answers very shortly. And we should listen very attentively to those, but I won't spoil it for the next speakers. But there are many lists on the devotee's wish list of aspiring to have some of those 28 qualities. And we can pray that someday those wishes will be fulfilled. When one is actually pleasing Krishna, then you're actually rewarded with those qualities. Not that today I'm going to put top on my prayer list, I'm going to become humble, or tomorrow I'm going to become equal to everyone, something like that. No, this is something, it's a reward. It's a gift given to us as we show, as it's described here, that we are sincere in our attempt to please him. So this is our real endeavor, is to simply try to be a little bit pure in our attempt to please Srila Prabhupada. And it says in Bhagavad Gita that such a soul is very rare. Someone who has all those 28 qualities, you're not going to find downtown, you know, Gainesville. It's going to be a very special soul. And of course, Srila Prabhupada is such a soul. He exhibited all those 28 qualities. As you read them, you'll see that definitely Prabhupada was full of those qualities. And therefore, at least three times a day, we should bow down our heads. As it says here, we should be joyful. We should find pleasure in bowing down our head on the floor in respecting Srila Prabhupada. And then, of course, the Mangala Achan prayers are essential for every devotee to repeat every day, because this is definitely describing Srila Prabhupada, and we need to remind ourselves of that glorious person who set such an example for us on how to fulfill the order of his spiritual master. Of course, it's very unfortunate when those pure devotees disappear and they leave us without their association, and we do lament. But Prabhupada showed us that he was never really separated from his spiritual master, because the instructions and that mission that he wanted fulfilled was always there. So Prabhupada, when he came to New York and was away from all the devotees, stuck, you know, in the middle of mlechas, he was there. His spiritual master was there. And we also see that Srila Prabhupada is there for us. Every day we're hearing his words, we're taking part in his missionary work. So we aren't really separated. So we should be very appreciative that Srila Prabhupada was kind enough to allow us all to come together. He created ISKCON. It's such a wonderful thing, ISKCON. It's such an amazing thing that we have these centers where it is a shelter. We can all come together and we can get each other's association every day if we want. And we can all serve together and enjoy Krishna consciousness together. So this is our real shelter, and we should take advantage of it. Just like if You know, we have these disasters, especially in Florida, these hurricanes and tornadoes and things like that. You can imagine if you're left out in a field, you know, all by yourself, and you can see, wow, it's coming this way. You're going to look for a shelter. And if you see one, you're going to run there, and you're going to stay there till it's all over. So in the same way, look outside the perimeter of this, you know, Krishna conscious movement. There's a fire out there. There's a disaster going on everywhere. And our only shelter we have to run to. We have to run to this devotional service, this association of devotees, and take shelter there and stay there and bring others to that shelter also. Realize that they're suffering, that they're getting burned out there, burned by material energy. And does anyone know exactly what percentage is the advancement of a devotee from association with devotees? Is it 70%?
I think it's 90%.
Really? I was thinking 70 or more, yeah. So we find that the association of devotees right here. There's so much we can do to help each other advance. I'd like to read, we read this the other night in a very nice association we have of doing bhajans together, some ladies, and it was brought out by Ruchira when we read Narottam Das Thakur's song of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and the last part of the purport she noted was that he desires a devotee. This is talking about Narottam Das wanting an association with Ramachandra, his great buddy and friend, devotee friend. He says, Prabhupada says, he desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of the superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song sung by Narottam Das Thakur. So this is the sum and substance, the 70 or 90% that we can have such an easier time in devotional service if we just relish the association of the devotees. And not be dragged down by the material energy, because material energy is ready to gun us down if we step outside that shelter. So we have to realize that these devotees are very special. But we have to be careful also in this Vaishnava cave. Bhaktisiddhanta is warning us of false devotees, those devotees that are still very attached to wanting that recognition, that pride, and actually being in the movement just simply to take advantage for their own selfish purposes, which is hard to understand when we're actually supposed to be giving the pleasure to the Lord, but they're actually looking for pleasure. What can I get out of this kind? What can I get out of this temple? Rather than what I can give, what can I actually give? So, but the devotee really is not looking for the bad disqualifications of other devotees. Actually, they're swarm-like, and they're always looking for the good qualities. So when we read these 28 qualities in the next few days, we can see, oh, this devotee, yeah, he has that quality, that devotee has, oh, so many of those qualities. And this is, it is really wonderful, for our advancement and to appreciate, those devotees. So this shelter is very important, and sometimes we are called on to become that shelter, to actually represent Srila Prabhupada, and others will actually come and take shelter of us. And I have experienced that sometimes I'm asked to go travel with such a nice devotee who's courageous to go out there and preach to other in other countries and places like that. And it's frightening, to tell you the truth. It's actually frightening. It's a service, as Bhaktisiddhanta says, that actually to become a guru is service. You actually, it's a service to your disciples. So when we represent Srila Prabhupada and go out preaching, it can be very frightening because we have to realize that they are looking for us for shelter. And therefore we have to really delve in our studies and our sadhana and remember so many things that Prabhupada said and to deliver this Krishna consciousness in a pure way. It's a real spiritual stretch, to say the least. To step out of your comfort zone of, just hearing and chanting, but then to go and thousands of people are waiting to hear what you have to say. So this is also recommended to realize that we have to become a shelter also for everyone else out there who's looking. So this is a very important, program for us. Prabhupada wanted us to get these qualities, become Krishna conscious so that we can make others Krishna conscious. That's one of our main duties, is not only our own sadhana, but to be qualified, to get these qualities, to beg the mercy of the devotees so we can have these qualities so that we can become a shelter for others. So this is a difficult task, but it is something that Srila Prabhupada wanted. So we can put it on that list of things that we should be trying to please Prabhupada with. So devotion service, that's one question about the spiritual master, but then how about the devotional service? I don't know about you, but many times in this lifetime I've asked Krishna, what do you want me to do? What service do you want me to do? Am I doing what you want me to do? Has that ever come in anyone's mind? Maybe daily? Am I doing the right thing? Give me a sign! Like Krishnadas Kaviraj, he was so lucky. He should I be writing this, about Lord Chaitanya? And plop! Garland falls down. Ah, there's a sign. But, that's such a sincere devotee that sign may come very easily for others. It might have to inquire from other devotees, really pray to Super Soul, or if you're fortunate enough, your spiritual master's there, you can ask him, should I be doing this? And many devotees did that, took advantage of Srila Prabhupada in his presence. What do you think about this idea? And what do you think about that idea of serving Krishna? And Prabhupada was very kind. He sometimes encouraged us, and some said, no, I don't think that's good. So a very important thing is that the disciple, when he's approaching the spiritual master submissively, inquiring submissively, as it discusses in Bhagavad Gita, you have to have that attitude that you can accept whatever he says. So if you're thinking, yes, I want to do this service for you. Yeah, I really want to do it. Is it okay? And he says, actually, I think it's better that you go over to this country and start in China, some other temple. Boom! You have to be ready to accept. So this is a sign of surrender that you do approach the spiritual master and be very submissive. And then, if you're lucky, you can find out what service. If not, there's so many services to do. No problem. Just find a service for Krishna and do it. There is unlimited service you can do. Prabhupada was very kind. He let us dovetail. He always encourages us to dovetail our desires. So if we have an inclination, I really want to play the guitar for Krishna, I really want to do whatever for Krishna because I really like to do it. Okay, do it for Krishna. So this is some mercies for it's a handicap for us who have so many desires of things we want to do for ourselves. But yes, you can do it for Krishna. That's fine. But in a more advanced stage, Srila Prabhupada told us what he really wanted. One of those things which I've already mentioned is to spread Krishna consciousness. He wanted to establish these temples, these centers as educational centers. Very important that people can come here and learn. Not just come here and observe, but to actually come here and there's a program where they can learn about devotional service, and that there's people qualified to teach them. So this is very nice that Prabhupada left his instructions for us. We can find in all the pages of the Bhagavatam and his lectures what he wants, what he really wants. And of course he wanted to fulfill the orders of his spiritual master, and goes all the way back to Lord Chaitanya's desire. And that is to become Krishna conscious and to give it to others. So, when in doubt, find some service in these categories and be happy and realize that this is a way to advance, is to render some humble service. I can remember when Srila Prabhupada was here, he more or less delegated the temple presidents and the authorities to engage all of us. We volunteered, we said, okay, yeah, I really want to become Krishna conscious, I really want to serve, and it was very easy then. We all lived in the temple, we were all given an assignment. 24 hours a day, we had to be a surrendered soul. Whatever we were told to do, we did. There was no question, no nitpicking, well, I don't like this, I don't like that, it's too this, it's too that. How about, let's bargain, I'll do this if this. Or, no, there was no bargaining, there was no, maybe there was some complaining, but not to the authorities. But you did it because you knew Prabhupada wanted it done, and he was delegating that service, you know. And then Prabhupada left, and then the little bumper sticker, you know, question your authority. But ultimately, we know what Srila Prabhupada wants. And it is very important that we become unconditional in our service. It's very healthy. I found that those years when you were just told what to do, it was very easy. And you didn't like to do it, but you did it anyway. It was so beneficial. Because we are so conditioned to you know, be nitpicking, to do what we want to do. And this, that attitude of just doing whatever really destroyed that bad habit that we all have here in the material world. So if you get an opportunity and you're lucky enough to be told what to do, but take advantage. It's actually very, very beneficial for your spiritual advancement. The formula really for surrender, sharanagati, full surrender, is to do whatever pleases the spiritual master and Krishna. So sharanagati is really the name of the game in Krishna consciousness, to really surrender and take advantage of the spiritual master's orders and go forward in this lifetime, go forward and get over these obstacles of name, fame, glory. And to go all the way and realize that we're just simply a servant of Krishna. We're an unconditional servant. And it's made easy, as Narottam Das Thakur says, if we associate with the pure devotees. So we should seek out that association and make ourselves determined that I'm going to maintain this service. I'm going to find some service and I'm going to maintain it. And if possible, I'm going to increase, but I'm never going to decrease. That service attitude, at least. But now, some of us old fogies, been, you know, the ISKCON's been going on for a good 50 years now, and some of us are getting well over 50 and 60 and in the 70s, and we're having to actually change some services just due to jara, old age. And we find that it's painful to actually think that we have to change our services. And it's difficult, you know. Oh, now what do you want me to do, Prabhupada? What do you want me to, you know, what should I do? And we need that direction. So we have to realize that maybe physically we can't do some of the services that we used to do, but spiritually we can step up. We can actually step up our devotion and step up our love for Krishna and whatever we do for Krishna. So there's good years coming ahead. We can become more spiritually qualified, more of those 28 qualities can become ingrained in our attempt to serve Srila Prabhupada and not really seeing the results that, you know, normally a devotee sees, or the appreciation or the recognition, but actually just seeing that intense desire to really please, to really give our love to Krishna. So this is a bright future for everyone in Krishna consciousness, whereas in the material world, old age is a very dark, dark future. Krishna consciousness is a very positive thing. And it's not quantity that Krishna is looking for. He's looking for the quality. So above all, we should try to increase that love and devotion. And then we can be promoted, as it's described here. We can be promoted in our spiritual quest. So we've all volunteered in ISKCON. Most of us, some of us, were born in ISKCON, and hopefully they'll sign up. In the future, you'll sign up to be a devotee of Krishna and to serve Srila Prabhupada, right? All those that you're going to sign up, right? We don't have to sign you up. I mean, we sign up our kids, you know, come do the service, come do that, you know. But ultimately, they're going to have to sign up. They're going to have to sign up the dotted line. Yes, this lifetime, just serving Krishna. I'm not going to even look at Maya. Forget it. No way. She's not going to be there. So this is to your advantage. You've been brought in an atmosphere where you're going to get a nice taste, all these festivals and everything coming up. And speaking of festivals, and speaking of volunteering, Krishna and Balaram, at least his last two altars, I'm sure all of the deities can see that list back there, which says volunteers, right? So they have a first-class view of whose names are on there. Ravikatmaka, are there any empty spaces back there on those tags?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Volunteers,
A lot of empties?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too many.
Yeah, too many. So Krishna is waiting to see some names on there, and not the same names that are always on there. Want to see some new names. So everyone's name should really be on there. Volunteering to do that service in the association of devotees, it's fun. Just like whenever we are in the kitchen, you know, 10, 15, 20 devotees rolling whatever or doing whatever, it's fun. It increases your bliss in devotional service. So you don't want to miss out. You want your name on that list, because it's only by the spiritual master's mercy that we get on his list of recommendation to go back to Krishna. So that association, like we said, 90% of it, we got to get on that. You know, we got to get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada so we can get out of this hellish existence where Maya is, you know, trying to get you at every second. And very likely, you know, that we can be dragged down. We're not exempt from her list. So we have to beg the mercy of the Association of Devotees. Otherwise, it might be that we have to come back for another lifetime of therapy, trying to get it together to readjust our attitude of thinking it's all about me instead of it's all about Krishna. This adjustment, this surrender, actually surrender means adjustment. So to get your name on that board, you're going to have to adjust your schedule for the next week. I know I'm already having to, you know, I have these certain things I have to do. So now I have to figure out, okay, well, I have to put that on the back burner. That's going to have to wait. That's going to have to wait. This is going to have to happen so I can do that. So in this lifetime, too, we have to adjust. We have to adjust that in this lifetime, I'm going to put aside the association of non-devotees. I'm going to put aside blaspheming devotees. I'm going to, all these bad qualities I have to get rid of. I have to adjust this lifetime so that I can somehow or other become devoted to Srila Prabhupada. And that's going to require some practice. So practice makes perfect. So in these next few days, you can have a lot of practice of adjusting and coming here and doing some service so that the other people that do come, the outsiders, hopefully they will come and see what a joyous process this Krishna consciousness is. And how it beats becoming a slave and servant of the illusory energy. So much nicer to serve the Supreme Lord. So these are some of the messages. We will hear about these 28 qualities. And as far as what service to do, there's a bunch of them on the back wall. Pick one. So any questions, comments? Is that a hand or a stretch?
Okay.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, nice class. You bring a point up about how we can decide and what we should be doing in service. You also brought up the point about how our primary business is pleasing Krishna. That's what we should focus on. There's a Bhagavad Gita lecture that Prabhupada gave in Ahmedabad in December 1872, where he draws creates an analogy for a devotee or practitioner. But just as the king has many servants, and the business of the servants is to please the king. And he brings it back into Krishna consciousness, and he says, so that's what we should be doing, trying our best to please Krishna. And then by his pleasure, we will be pleased. So there's a lot of different indications in Prabhupada's teachings that we can understand if we're doing the right thing by kind of not that we're seeking that, but when we experience transcendental bliss, that means that Krishna's pleased. And so it's one way that we can, you know, in the absence of the old days where we were told every little move to make, how to decide what we should be doing in our service to Krishna, kind of follow the taste that Krishna arranges for us. Anyway, just some thoughts.
Yeah, actually, this described that the face is the index of the mind. So if you go in and you know what devotees are doing service, and you'll see that they're smiling, they're blissful. So that's indication that they're receiving some pleasure, that they're actually pleasing Krishna. You go in the kitchen, you'll see people are blissful. They're just happy, you know, sweating and cooking and, you know, being miserable, hot, materially, physically miserable, but they're just happy just being in there because they know it's going to serve the devotees, it's going to serve the Krishna and the devotees. So, yeah. We get reciprocation. That's what's so nice about bhakti. There is a reciprocation. You do feel that connection. And that's why we're all still here. Because that connection is a real thing. It is the real life force. It is that chaitanya, that force that will ultimately give us all those realizations of Krishna ultimately. Sukhada.
I've been reading Bhakti Chura's autobiography, and I had the sensation she was Prabhupada. At one point when Prabhupada was getting so ill, he was announcing like anything that, you know, here I am, I can't hardly do anything, and there's so much more to do, and Bhakti Chura's trying to tell him, you know, you've done so much, and what you've created, and no one else could have done this. But still, Prabhupada had those feelings. It's really from these stories in there about the guy's instructions. Like there's one story where Srila Prabhupada asked Bhakti Chura to cook for him. So he got so nervous, you know, that he's not a good cook at all. So he went to patiently Prabhupada's sister and started talking to her. And she cooked the breakfast and arranged what it was for herself. So it looked really nice, and all these different sundries and everything, so Bhakti Chura brought it to Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada just looked at it and he said, "Who cooked this?" And he got really embarrassed and he said, "Well, Krishna," and Prabhupada said, "Take it away." He said, "I didn't ask her to cook, I asked you to cook." So just be specific. And I was thinking that a lot of times we're afraid to do certain kinds of services because we're thinking, I'm not very good at it, you know, I'm not an expert. Like there's a story of a girl, Tulsi Scott, she probably was coming to visit, so she stayed up all night making a Tulsi Scott, and it was terrible, and she came up the next day, the brothers were just making fun of it, and said, "Oh gosh, this is terrible, you know, like, look at this and look at that." So she was crying, her husband was crying, and so upset. But anyway, they put it on the pillow and Tulsi and Prabhupada came, and the first thing is he said, "We looked at Tulsi and said, what a nice Tulsi skirt." So Prabhupada's saying, the bhakti, like you mentioned, the bhakti, also Hare Krishna Maharaj, he was in charge of a certain project in Prabhupada's seminary, sort of Eastern Europe, and he didn't know that, and he wasn't happy about it, but again, when Prabhupada was so ill, he came back, and he had done so much, like he had so many, 60,000 Krishna books were printed, and so many thousands of this book, and so many of that book, and as he was telling Prabhupada was actually feeling stronger, and Hare Krishna put his head on Prabhupada's lap, and Prabhupada said, "You didn't know the Lord sent you away, but this is rough, it is only capable of so much more." So, Hare Krishna, those are the instructions we don't like, or we don't think we can do something, but Krishna's just looking for the bhakti.
Krishna's waiting to use us. You just have to have that attitude, yes, whatever you want. And then he'll give us the power, give us the talents. It's amazing what devotees have done with it. Had no idea they could do. All right, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.